Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hey there, Glowgetters. Welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Am I excited for today's show? You bet your kick-ass I am. Amid a year filled with frustrations, conflict and sadness, personal wellness routines are more important than ever. Do you need life to slow down so you can just have a moment to breathe? Self-care is so important for our physical, mental and emotional well-being. Life has gotten very complicated, particularly over the last 18 months. We have to approach our lifestyle and health behaviour change differently. So it's not as simple as Googling how to lose weight or how to lower my stress level or how to sleep better. Maybe that works for some people, but not most. Just because we can find information easily doesn't mean it's easy to implement. So changing our daily habits and routines is complex and requires creative problem solving for lasting change. And in fact, this is why health and wellness coaching is rapidly growing. Now, the expert approach used by many healthcare providers and professionals in the health and fitness industry is not as effective as when it comes to sustainable health behaviour change. So coaching, on the other hand, addresses the whole person and promotes self-discovery and self-efficacy with much better success rates. So health and wellness coaches partner with their clients seeking to enhance their well-being through self-directed lasting changes and aligned with your values or their values. So today we're taking a different approach and chatting with Genevieve Searle, the optimization queen, who is a next level integrative wellness and empowerment mentor and coach for women embracing their queendom. So through fusing epigenetics, embodiment and empower, she is here to guide women in reclaiming wellness for themselves and to thrive. Genevieve is a Beautico breathing instructor, a PH360 endorsed health coach, a Thor laser practitioner, flow state and ecstatic breathwork facilitator, an ancestral nutrition mentor, and a colon hydrotherapist. And that's a mouthful. Now, Genevieve has also had the honour to experience and facilitate countless sharing circles and deep inner experiences, and is no stranger to transformational spaces. She holds a clear, grounded, and safe presence. Genevieve is a life learner with 23 years of experience and dedicated formal and informal learner and co-author to the upcoming books Embrace Your Feminescence and Wild Wealth. Genevieve has presented at a number of conferences, usually fusing science and the sacred, and Genevieve explains the shapes our stories make today. So today on the show, we are going to hear how sometimes it's beneficial and eye-opening to see what works well for others and how you can implement it in your life. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show, Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and we talk about lots of different complex issues. And I tell you how it is. I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the Glow Getter. I hope we can keep you in good company today and over the coming hour. A huge shout out to all the women working out on track and on site today. Stay safe and have a great day or night shift. And this might also be a good time for a trigger warning that today's radio show may and does contain some adult language. And if any of the issues or topics we discuss today actually do upset you, please reach out for some support and some help. Let's get into it.
Amazing. What a great intro. I love listening to that.
How are you, Genevieve? Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio Show. Now, firstly, thank you for coming on the show and for sharing some of your valuable time with us today. I know you're super busy, but I also know we are going to enjoy your company and we're eager to hear some of your invaluable advice. So welcome to Kick-Ass Radio.
Thank you. Yeah, it's super exciting to be here, actually. And Yeah, I love it's kind of like, I feel like in a lot of ways I'm a bridge, so I bridge worlds. So I grew up on a farm and, you know, I'm the youngest girl to two older brothers. I've only got sons. So I've got this kind of like, you know, I grew up on a farm and have that kind of background. And then I've also on the other side of my family, you know, I've got quite a lot of like entrepreneurial genes, I guess. So it's this like strange, I've got a strange blend. So I tend to like really enjoy dancing between, you know, different worlds, I guess. So this is super fun to be here.
Well, I'm glad you are here. Now, to kick things off, firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself, furthering on from your farm background there, and lead us through your career journey and what made you pursue a career in wellness and empowerment.
Yeah, look, I feel like a lot of people who get into this area usually come to it because of their own story, and they have to navigate their own life journey in order to, you know, heal or become well, and then they get so into it that they realize they actually have a lot to share, and so then they want to share it because we discover things. So I discovered things along the way that I went, you know, the world needs to know about this. So yes, I grew up on a farm at a very young age. This was actually before we were on the farm. I was sexually abused by a neighbor, and that had a whole bunch of effects on me physically, mentally, and emotionally. It actually resulted in, and this is one of the things that I find really fascinating, I've tracked there's an interaction between our body, our mind, our heart, and our spirit, right? So what happens in the body is a result of life. And so one of the results of that experience of sexual abuse was that I actually compressed myself, and it shows up as scoliosis and spinal deformity. So, and as well as gut issues and, you know, depression. So I've got, you know, I've dealt with kind of chronic gut issues, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder. I was also raped at 18. I've had a number of other sexual abuse pieces along the way. So I've had to navigate, you know, disassociation and blackouts and things like that. And so I had physical stuff going on, and I had mental stuff and emotional and spiritual stuff going on all at the same time. And there was no one that I could find, one who could get the depth of what I sensed in myself. And really that could only, all that I was offered was medication for, you know, for gut problems, and medication for depression, medication for the anxiety, and traditional kind of counselling, which is just talk therapy. And it wasn't cutting it. You know, some of it was okay, but it really wasn't cutting it. So I just went on my own healing journey, really, and I'm a digger. You know, I'm a life learner. I like to pull stuff out. I'm like, what's under this and what's under that? And where does this go? And so I tended to go down loads of different pathways looking for all of these things and chasing things, going, is this it? Is this it? And what I learned over time is that it's all it. We actually have to deal with all of the things. We have to address every part of our life if we want to, and ultimately this is what I want to offer the world, is for more and more people to be able to thrive. So if we want to thrive, it's not just about, you know, eating the right foods 80% of the time. You've actually got to really learn, clear out the clutter, and learn how to tune in with yourself and track your own inner authority and your own inner wisdom. So I sort of, that was my experience. And then one of the next really powerful times in my life was when I was working actually as a consumer representative for maternity services. So we were pushing for maternity services to become more mother-centered instead of institution-centered. And because if you have mothers that feel supported and empowered, they're going to be better mothers, right? You're going to have a better relationship with your child. So what I learned, so I did that for about 6 years, and what I learned in that process was that built on my own experience of, you know, rape and sexual abuse, was about power imbalances. And so that really informed my understanding of things around, yeah, power imbalances and vested interests and politics and how those things can get in the way and override us a lot of the time. So that was a really, so the empowerment piece is really key for me, because when we're disempowered, when we're feeling disempowered, everything suffers. Mm. And vice versa, when we're not well, when we're not healthy, our sense of personal power suffers. Because we're tired and we're overwhelmed and we're confused and nothing's working. And so we have to address all of the aspects in order to, thrive, really.
And I commend you, that is a life story, and to be where you are now, you should be congratulated on traversing that journey. It's definitely, obviously, it's not a very nice journey that you would want to relive. And, even though our stories might not be similar, but I believe as women we all share a common bond, and that is to live authentically, live a life on purpose and be a part of community. It's just not periods and menopause that we have in common. But there has been some amazing health warriors, and you obviously are one of those that play a supporting role in each of our journeys. And I believe that everyone deserves optimal health, happiness and well-being. So if for you to offer this kind of service, it enables us to make positive strides in, as you said, not only our physical, but our mental and our inner health. So, and we need to take sustainable steps. So, yes, what a journey you've been on, and to get you to this point, that's excellent.
Yeah, I feel like one of the core things was I was looking outside myself for the answers. And I was hoping that everything out, that the next thing that I sought outside, or the next expert that I sought outside, would give me the answers. And what I learned over all of that time is no one else has the answers.
No, I
needed to understand myself enough so that I could trust myself. Yeah. Because we can only, if we don't actually know ourselves, how are we going to be able to place trust there? So, yeah, that's a core piece, because the way I work is to support women to know themselves and to have the resources and the tools and the practices so that they can claim them. I'm not interested in seeing women for the rest of their lives.
No.
I'd much rather work with them for an intensive, potent period, and then for them to take what they learn and to
create
run with
a new journey.
Yeah.
All right. So introduce us to your business, aptly named the Optimization Queen, and tell us what finding optimization in our lives is all about then.
Yeah, it's a great name. It took me quite a bit to come to it, because I was like, oh, my God, that's just a bit much, isn't it? But what I got to was optimize means to make something as good as it can be. So that's kind of the premise. And the queen part, it was like, I'm not anyone else's queen, but it's an invitation for the women I work with to step up and be their own queen.
That's exactly so right. You need to be your own queen. You need to live into your own story and your own values. So you are your queen of your own kingdom. It's ideal.
Absolutely. And once we're really in that place and we claim that, it's a sovereignty piece. Sovereignty means I reign over myself. I'm the go-to. I'm the one that's like, is this right for me? Yes, no. Let me work that out and I'll get back to you, And we've lost a lot of that. And I think so the passion behind my business now, really, particularly in these times, is actually as a wellness reclamation mentor. It's helping people, and particularly women, because I feel like women have had so many years, so many decades, so many generations now of being told that they shouldn't trust themselves. And so reclaiming that trust in ourselves, that we're not broken, we're not weird, we're not faulty, we're not toxic, that women have their own unique power because they're women. So that's a really important piece. So the framework that I work with is kind of has three elements or three a foundation of three parts. So it's epigenetics, I'll explain that in a minute, epigenetics, embodiment, and empowerment. So the epigenetics really is the science of how we relate to life. Everything in our world, all of the choices that we make, the decisions that we make, the relationships that we have, the food we eat, the water we drink, the environment we live in, the ancestors, the stories of our ancestors, all of those things are woven into us, and our body is constantly working with all of the information that it's got stored and the information coming in and adapting to the environment as best it can. And so when we learn our own unique blueprint or our own unique epigenetic, optimal epigenetic profile, then we can tweak our world, we can tweak our lifestyle, we can tweak our environment, we can tweak our foods, we can tweak our timings, so that and a whole bunch of other things, so that we are aligned as possible with our ideal, with our blueprint, basically, our optimal health blueprint. And so I work with this cutting edge tech profile, which is non-invasive, and it's a we can get a profile that's unique to you. It's your health type profile, and that covers food, movement, your social life, where you're going to thrive, your environment, and your career, like ideal career type frameworks, you know, how that would look. And it's changed, and it changes. So as you bring in the recommendations for your unique profile, it will change and adapt. So your profile will change as you go along and you make changes, which I really love, because we're not stagnant and we shouldn't be. And so to have something that just pins us in a box and leaves us there, I think is not useful. But having something like this is incredibly useful. And then I overlay, so I've got that cutting edge software basically, and then I overlay that with 23 years of my own discoveries. Yep. And and through that we sort of, and then I mentor, basically then I mentor my clients to claim that for themselves, really, to really get a handle on all of that. So it's quite information dense, that part of it, because there's a lot of learning, and there's a lot of, you know, yeah, there's a lot of learning in that. And then we bring in the embodiment part. So we learn and we assimilate information far better when we take the information out of our heads and into our bodies, because our linear minds are like minuscule, right? But our subconscious mind and our body intelligence is vast. Mm. So if we can take that information and then actually bring it down into our bodies through practices and processes and habits, then it actually, then we can claim it. We go from knowing it to knowing it. You know, that point where you get to like, oh yeah, it's just part of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we bring that, you know, and that in and of itself will create a level of empowerment, because now you're resourced, now you've got tools, now you've got these things that you can knowledge. Draw on.
Mm.
Yeah. Knowledge that is embedded into you. And then it's also making new choices. So over the course of my life, because of my situation, I lost faith. I lost trust with conventional experts. They weren't helping. And I'm not saying that they're all like that, you know, but the ones I can. I had some amazing, you know, I had one incredible counsellor from Lifeline. She was a life far between. And most, it's like, here you go, take this, off you go, I'll see you sometime. And I lost trust with that, because they weren't meeting me and they weren't teaching me either. It was just like, have this pill for the rest of your life and off you go. And it's like,
isn't it such a common occurrence that you hear? It's just too easy to write that script. Like, they're not doing their job. Their job is to consult with you and to talk through these issues. It's not to write a script and just pass you off and say, well, you know, hit the bell and say next. It's been such a common occurrence, you know, through the many years, particularly with mental health issues and in that realm, definitely there. And so with identifying our major stresses in our life, whether it's poor diet, lack of movement, like you said, stressful work situation, negative mindset, toxic environments that we're, you know, embedded in, and relationships. Yeah. Tell us a bit more about the Buteyko breathing. Like I've heard of this previously. I think it's Ukrainian or somewhere over there, isn't it? Where it started.
Yeah, Buteyko.
Buteyko. So yeah, sorry, Buteyko.
That's all right. And he's dead. He probably doesn't care either. So I came to this because I was working with ecstatic breath work, and I had someone. So if I don't know if you've heard of Wim Hof, and like really, there's some really intensive breathing practices out there which are amazing, and they're incredibly powerful at changing our state. And they can take us into these, we can go into, altered states of consciousness just with breathing. It's a really powerful practice. And if you're not ready for it, if your body isn't up to a certain level, it can be really dangerous. And so I learned the hard way that we actually need to have a certain level of breathing wellness before we enter into those kinds of practices. And so I had a client, and I won't go into it, but I had a client that basically, shook me up, and I went, there's something that I need to learn more about here. So that's what took me into that, and it's really a profound practice. And I will tell you, I can probably tell you now, I can tell you a bit later, but, yeah, it's really about knowing how to breathe functionally. It's functional breathing, and it has an incredible impact on your whole system, your digestive system, your lymphatic system, but also very much on your nervous system. So learning how to regulate your nervous system, your stress levels, your fight and flight response, learning how to take yourself out of fight and flight and into rest and digest, you can do that really, really quickly if you know how to breathe properly. And it's just, this is a kind of breathing that we should all be doing all of the time and probably would have done previously, but because our lives are so intensive, it takes us it disrupts our lives, disrupt our stress levels, and our like nervous system is in like a feedback, it's in a direct relationship with our breathing. So when we're stressed, we breathe differently, and when we breathe differently, it can change us from fight and flight to rest and digest. So if you're out of sync with that, you've got a feedback loop. So if you're if you've got poor breathing, it's going to be creating stress. And then you, it doesn't really matter how much meditation or mindfulness or, you know, whatever practices you bring in, if you don't address your breathing, you're not going to be able to address those the panic, anxiety, stress levels.
And we all know that feeling, you know, when you get frightened or, you know, anxiety builds, the breathing and the adrenaline pumps up. And to actually gain control of that, you have to slow your breathing down. You have to, as you said, take control of those actions to move on in a calm and timely process. So yes, like when we can more associate that with that now, like when we come into those instances when anxiety is building and the breathing's heightening, that we need to take a step down and control it so we can control the
So here, there's sort of core. I learned through a guy, an Irish guy, who learned directly from Buteyko, and he's basically come up with. So he's infused his own learning as well, Patrick McEwen. So there's basically four principles to really good breathing, and it's NLSD. So it's only breathe through your nose, shut your mouth, and only breathe through your nose. That's N. L is light, so kind of practice being a bit of a ninja so that no one ever hears your breathing. It should be, you should not really be able to tell that you're breathing.
Not heaving and breathing.
And make it slow it right down. The optimal breathing pattern, like if you're really, really optimal, just going through life, it's about 6 seconds in and 6 seconds out, which is about six breaths a minute. That's highly unusual. Not really. But if you're wanting to really slow your breathing down, if you're wanting to deal with like panic and anxiety, then you want to slow your breathing right down to that or even longer. And D is for deep. So that's an interesting piece. Like the last, your oxygen comes out of your lungs and goes into your bloodstream and then is carried to the rest of your body, right? But it only leaves your lungs in the bottom third. So you actually have to get the oxygen down all the way to the bottom third of your lungs before it can go out into your system. Yeah, and most people breathe in their chest.
Mm.
Which means even though you might be breathing a lot and fast and you're actually not getting any oxygen into your system.
Unless you're taking that inner deeper breath.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. So let's jump into our main focus. When it comes to health and wellness, how is the work you are doing helping to make a bigger impact for women?
Look, you know, you mentioned it in your intro, we're at a really unique junction in history. And for a long time, we've been moving away from the natural world. For a long time, we've been moving away from our inner wisdom. And most of us, like, we don't understand ourselves, we don't trust ourselves. Because we don't understand ourselves, we don't trust ourselves. And because over time there's been layers and layers and layers of telling us that we're not trustworthy, you know, seeding doubt. And so we look outside ourselves for other people to give us the answers. And yet what I find at the moment is there are a lot of people in my field, definitely, that are starting to question whether or not the experts actually are trustworthy. And yeah, there's a real concern there. And yet, so it's like, well, I don't necessarily trust the people that I used to trust. And I don't know, and I don't trust myself because I don't know enough. And so I don't know who I can trust. And really the answer is, well, we need to learn enough so that you can become your inner authority. And for me, it's like on an individual level, that's massive. To be able to trust ourselves so that we can be our core, we can be the authority of our own health and wellness. And as you said before, you know, it's what is right for you is not necessarily what's right for me. So we need to have resources that we need to know enough. And this is where stuff like the epigenetic profiling comes in, because we've got something to go to and we're like, oh, okay, cool. If I change this and this and this, I'll be able to, you know, I'll be able to get well and happier and healthier. And for me, the core reason around that is why that matters is people who are stressed and tired and anxious and confused and overwhelmed and angry and afraid make really bad choices. They're too tired. It's too much. It's too much to make good choices. And so not only do they make poor choices for themselves, but that ripples out. And we live in a time where we need to be making some really good choices. I feel like we're kind of at ground zero. The world that we lived in doesn't exist anymore.
And it doesn't. No, that's right. And it all starts with interior wellness. So when it comes to your overall health and well-being, you know, the various dimensions of wellness, they are all interconnected, but you've got to start from in here and work it out.
Yeah. If you want to change the outer world, you've got to start with the inner world. Absolutely. And if you want to start with the inner world, you need to move away, because we need people. I believe this world needs people who are stepping into their power. It needs individuals, and I believe particularly women, because women hold something that the world hasn't really allowed for. There's a particular kind of women see the world, approach the world differently, and that hasn't been the magic of that, like the power of that, and it hasn't been recognized. And I think, you know, and not recognizing this, I believe, has led us to this point.
And it's like it's like you're caught in life's quicksand. You have a lot of company around, you know, we're all struggling particularly in this time, and we're all trying to grasp, you know, at how we can get over this current situation. But we need to work through it. And as you said, we need people to step up and step out into their own powers. And every individual is unique and we all have something of our own to share. And definitely it's important to watch out for number one, that's yourself. We need to set goals and lay out the plans and do that for yourself so you can step in, as you said, into your own power and become that voice and become that support. And
you know, to be able to offer what you hold within, and we all hold our own unique, you know, brilliance and our own unique magnificence. And if we're not well and healthy and vital and thriving and empowered, we can't bring that in. There's too much stuff in the way.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And there's many, you know. You said that before, like bad lifestyle behaviors, they're in place because it's too easy to just keep going with that flow, isn't it? Rather than make the change, people just get stuck in their routine. So it's about making change, accepting change, and creating change, all the better for you.
Totally. So kind of what I do really now, I used to do more therapy work. And what I'm doing now is more mentoring work because, you know, we need to be owning our wellness and our empowerment for ourselves rather than relying on someone else to try and give it to us. And so what I do now really is collapse time, because it took me 23 years plus to learn all of this, and people don't have 23 years. There's people like me who are real deep divers, but there's a lot of people like, it's just not my jam, you know? Yeah. So I need someone to like help me collapse time so I can learn what I need to know and teach me how to learn more that is relevant for me. So kind of that's where I come in, is going, all right, let's go intensively and I will teach you how to own this for yourself.
And the outcome needs to outweigh the sacrifice. So unfortunately, as you said, it's ingrained, it's emotionally connected behaviours that have that powerful hold over us until we face them and we deal with them. So that's, yeah, where you come in there, like being a coach, using various tools and methods for exploring those powerful holds over every individual, however it be in their own personal story, but creating the actionable steps and plans to progress. So they're methods, they're new methods to a lot of people, but they're something that should be explored. So if you, as we said, it's not for everyone, but if you believe that you need something new and something of a change, you know, seeing yourself, talking to yourself, going through those processes and what do we call them holistic therapies? What do you call them that you use?
So I do like it's more mentoring, wellness mentoring and wellness and empowerment mentoring. But yeah, with the profile, that's really cool. That works with an app as well. So I work with people to set that up, but then you get that app for 12 months. And you can, you know, once you learn how to work with it, you can run with it yourself.
Yeah. So do you put your personal individual situation or information into that app and it does the algorithm, is it?
Yeah,
that works out how to best.
Yeah, exactly. So the framework for that's basically taken 11 branches of science and fused them all into this one profiling software, and from that, one of the core things is it can tell the hormones that have been dominant for you throughout your development, and that's really powerful to know, because depending on the hormones that have been dominant will depend on how you grow, how you've developed, and that will make a difference to how your brain works, how your gut works, how your you know, your body has grown, all of these things. Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. So we might take a little break. We'll listen to one of the show sponsors and we'll be back shortly.
Hey, Glowgetters. Have you heard about Kick-Ass Women? Founded by Jo Sainsbury, Kick-Ass Women is dedicated to empowering and supporting women who are considering a career change into an industry role. Visit our brand new website at www.kickasswomen.com.au or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook and LinkedIn today to keep up to date with all things Kick-Ass Women and the incredible opportunities and content we have for you. See you there, Glowgetters.
Okay, thanks for tuning back in, listeners, and we're here chatting with Genevieve Searle, the optimization queen. So getting back onto our conversation, Genevieve, can you share your top five lifestyle tweaks that you believe will help support people's or women's journeys towards better well-being?
Absolutely. Now, the first, the easiest, the cheapest, because it's totally free, is learning how to breathe properly. So what I said before, nose, NLSD, nose, light, slow, deep. There's some practices you can find out that pretty quickly, but those are the principles to work with. And I had one client and I taught her one breathing technique, very, very simple. And this woman would have panic attacks that lasted hours. Like really intensive panic attacks, hospitalization, she was allergic to everything, all sorts of stuff. I taught her this one technique, and within about, I think it was about 10 days, she had another panic attack. She controlled it within 10 minutes with breathing.
Unreal, isn't it? Just with that little bit of insight and personal control, and a lot of it's mind over matter, isn't it? It's like controlling the brain to say, slow down, you are in control, owning that power. Yeah, so that's great to hear. That's a great bit of advice. So.
Yeah, so that definitely. The next one is, I would say, connect with the earth, like connect with the rhythm of the earth. We're animals and we're sort of, we're animals with a determinative mind. So we're highly sensitive, just like any other animal. You know, you watch animals and they're always aware of their environment. You even watch like domesticated dogs or cats, like they know what's going on. They might be having a nap, but their ears will be twitching. They'll be like, they're always aware. And we're the same. It's just that we've told ourselves that we're not. And so we've tuned out to our own sensitivity. But when we realign, like connecting with the earth, just get out, put your feet on the ground, you know, connecting with the day-night cycles, that has a huge impact. Like realigning your circadian rhythm, realigning your day-night cycles has a massive impact on your hormones. Massive. Massive. I can't stress enough how massive it is to sink back in with like the rhythm of the earth, and particularly at night with lighting and things like that. That's really powerful. The next thing would be like, learn your epigenetic profile. So there's a free version of this. I work with it a couple of different ways. There's either the free version of this, I can give you an affiliate code and you can go put that in, or you can, do some sessions with me and it just comes with that. The free version, just like any other free version, isn't as detailed. So you're only it's pretty basic. You're only putting in about 2/3 or 3/4 of the information. And what I found was because I did all three of them. So I did the free version and then I went and just bought it myself and put the information in, and then I had someone take me through the process, and it wasn't, and I got three different results. So they're actually quite different. It wasn't until someone took me through the process that I got the profile that I went, oh, yeah, that's right. So that saves an enormous amount of time, because you get to, we all go through and we're like, oh, I don't know if this food's really good for me, or there's something in my diet that's maybe not doing so well, or I really like training, really like exercising, but I don't seem to do really well at this particular time or whatever. And so what it does is narrows it right down and go, okay, so eat your first meal at this time, or between this window, and you should eat like two meals a day, or you should eat six meals a day, like depending on what it is. So it really narrows that down and clarifies. It clarifies a lot of information very quickly. So it's super powerful. The next thing I would say is moving in a, using movement. So one of my great hacks is using movement to move through emotions. So we store, we have our emotions, and most of the time we only address emotional stuff through our linear thinking mind, but we actually store it in our body. And so when we learn how to move our body with intentionally moving our body to move those emotions, we can move through like really intensive emotions, really intensive stuff very quickly. And you can do it with running or walking, and you know, everyone's sort of worked out that, you know, you go for a walk and you'll probably feel better, or you go and you do, you know, you go for a hike, or you'll go for a run, or go for a swim, or whatever your jam is, go for a bike ride or whatever, and you probably feel better. But when you bring in like purpose, like you've really got a goal, it's like I'm feeling crappy and I'm going to use this movement for the purpose of moving through how I'm feeling. But then if you bring in like more feminine styles of movement, which by that I mean more fluid, it's more in your body, so I use ecstatic dance, right? And ecstatic dance is there's no moves, there's no steps, there's no styles. I put on music and I dance like no one is watching.
Yeah.
Right.
And how liberating is that? Like we do it, we all do it at home, isn't it? And we should do more of it. Like it is a very liberating act.
Yeah. And there is research studies that show you can use music to change your emotional state. So there's quite a number of scientific studies that say that. And there's new research coming out now showing that like conscious dance or ecstatic dance or kundalini dance or whatever, there's a whole bunch of ecstatic dance. They're all kind of come under the same kind of umbrella. If you use that with intention and you are very deliberate with the music that you listen to, you can go on a journey to take you from what you're feeling right now to where you want to go. So, and you can do that really in a very short space of time. It's a very powerful practice.
And music is a powerful therapy because we all resonate with things that happen throughout our lives through music. You know, you remember a certain song when you're doing a certain thing, remember a certain, you know, music playing when you're with someone, or yeah, it does. It very much plays with your emotions, and whether it's a sad emotion, a good feeling emotion, an emotion of despair, music is such a powerful therapy tool. And I'd really agree with that.
Yeah. And so when you kind of just get kick ass about it and take ownership of it and just go, okay, I see what's going on, right? What am I actually feeling? And this leads into my next little, you know, top five, which would be body connection and presence. So practice listening to your body. So practicing going, taking a minute, taking some beautiful nasal, slow, deep breaths, and just going, okay, what am I actually feeling right now? And what do I need to do to move from this feeling to where I want to go? So it's about, I guess it's just taking that ownership and that responsibility and going, hey, I'm responsible for my emotional state and I have this tool that I can use and I'm going to do it.
Like cultivate a positive relationship with your body and awareness, an awareness to your body. Yeah,
definitely. She will tell you things. That, it's something like, I have to look it up again, but it was something like our subconscious mind, which is very much related to our body, is something like at least 5 billion times more powerful than our linear mind, right? So we think we have to like think about things and have this, you know, very sort of step-by-step protocol to, you know, and that to work through stuff, but actually that is useful. And working with your subconscious mind and getting out of your head and into your body will shift things so much faster. And that's what really what I found. One of the core things that I found with my, you know, doing conventional talk therapy for dealing with anxiety and depression and eating disorders and PTSD was like, while I was talking about it, it was kind of helping, but it was really, I was almost embedding it because I was like just repeating the same story. And it wasn't until I started moving and moving it through that I started making progress.
It's like an abusive relationship, isn't it? It's like your critical voice inside your, you know, your critical mind. It's such, it's so controlling. So, yeah, it's, you need to be much more aware of that and gain control back over that critical voice in your head.
Yeah, and kind of disrupt it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Just throw a spanner in the works and break it.
Yeah, put the hand up and say stop, you know.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. So did we get through our five? I think
we did.
Yes. Rightio. So what do you feel is the biggest issue in regards to the health of humanity and the planet and why? Like you talked about getting back to nature and, you know, getting in touch with nature. So what do you feel is the biggest issue in regards to the health of humanity and the planet?
I actually think it's around that we just generally have a really disempowered population. And because we have a sick, overwhelmed, frightened, out of alignment population, that where very few people are thriving. Mm. Very few people are thriving. Most people are surviving. Most people are just getting by.
Mm.
They barely have time to breathe. And when they have time to breathe, it's just like, it's almost junk food. It's almost like, oh, finally I've got a break, you know. But it's only a
short burst of a hit of, you know, satisfaction. It's not a long term thing. And I think at the moment our mental health is foundational to our ability to impact the world with our unique abilities. You know, feeling mentally stable and supported is like having a solid foundation, you know, which not only you can build a wonderful life, but everyone around you. If you're, you know, if you're exhibiting that, everyone else will exhibit it and get in on it too. So, yeah, it's foundational to, as you said, having an empowered community and society. It's we really need to lift that up.
Yeah. We really need to start taking our wellness back, the power of our wellness back, and owning it for ourselves. So because if we're too tired and exhausted, if we're too overwhelmed, if we're too confused, we can't offer. There's too much in the way to be able to offer our gifts to the world. Yeah. And so we end up being a fraction of ourselves. And we end up actually behaving in ways that aren't really ourselves because it's like we're in reaction mode all the time. And so, but the planet is in dire need of people who are thriving. And our general culture, it does not support that. It does not support that. It keeps us distracted. Mm. You know, we're constantly distracted. There's just stuff going on and every weekend. And it's so impossible. You know, it requires very deliberate actions to move away from that. And I totally get it. Like I get stuck in it as well and have to go, hang on, Jennifer, what are you doing? All right, back off, go walk in nature, go have some time out, come back into your center. Because we need, like, humanity, the earth, we need people who are alive. Those are the people who are going to make really good decisions. Those are the people who are going to, like, lift us up, and I feel like we all have a role to play in that. If, you know, just in our local communities, within ourselves, within our family community, within our little wider community, and then that ripples out to the whole world, you know. And I feel like we're at this unique juncture in time where the old world has gone. It's gone.
Mm.
And that's going to be really uncomfortable for some people to hear. And I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry, because
that's reality.
We need to start realizing that that's the truth, that that has been burnt to the ground. Mm. And we are at a point now where we get to choose what kind of world we want to be.
And I think it's ironic, you know, with the crisis that we've been through over the last 18 months, that it's actually been a regeneration for the planet. Like, look at all those tourism places that we all trek and traipse over. Apparently, I was only reading something last week, the treks to Machu Picchu in South America, well, they're all overgrown because the tourists haven't been there. So the regeneration of the earth there, and, you know, that's just one place, but all over the world where we as individuals love travelling and sightseeing and, you know, learning all about new cultures and countries, but it's been an opportunity for the earth in so many areas to rejuvenate and take a break humanization and see where we can take it from now. You know, it's there's lots of different perspectives, but yeah, that's what I was, when I started to read this article the other day, I'm thinking, well, how true is that? You know, no one's physically been walking these tracks and, you know, keeping the grass and the dirt all flat and green. But yeah, so if tourism opens up there again, they're going to have to go through and create all these tracks again. Like, it's, you know, it'll be degradation. It'll be taking machinery over and ripping it all up so they can make a new pathway. It's just how you see things differently. But definitely, yeah, we all need to step up and create the world ahead of us, because, as you said, the old world is old. It's gone. It's finished. Our new way of living is what we have to contend with, what we are dealing with.
And I do believe that women have a really unique role to play because we are different. We're hormonally different, and that's a beautiful thing. Mm. You know, I feel like we've been told that for a very long time that our difference is a bad thing, and we've been told that if we want to make it in the world, then we have to, like, pretty much not be feminine. And I'm not a super feminine woman. This is an interesting, you know, I grew up on a farm. I've only got brothers. I've only got sons. My partner's got two brothers, got a sister as well. It's like I'm surrounded by men. I've got a lot of, like, masculine energy everywhere in my world. And I love men. Like, they're freaking awesome. And all, you know, most of my friends at school were men. Like, a lot. There's something unique that women can offer when we really actually embrace our feminine essence. And I'm not talking necessarily about, you know, being pretty and wearing pretty, that's not the thing. It's more this, I feel like women are probably, because of their cycles, because of their hormones, we're naturally more wild. We're naturally more connected to the...
We're nurturing, we're empathetic, we're more attuned to listening and to caring. So it is. It's all those superpowers of women. It is.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been running this... the world has been running on only masculine for a really long time, and we need to come into balance with that. And so we need to start recognizing the gifts and the superpowers of, you know, both the masculine and feminine, and working with both of those.
And it's working. Like, we all have masculine and feminine traits, and it's how you best work with those traits and how you utilize them to their most potential.
Totally.
So if you could start a movement that would be the most... that would bring the most amount of wellness to the most amount of people, what would that be?
It's all just wellness reclamation. It's like reclaiming that power, reclaiming self-responsibility, reclaiming wellness and vitality, because those are the people, you know, when we're energized and we're vital and we're alive and we're thriving, we're creative. That's when we're creative. Mm-hmm. That's when we can, like, come up with, that's when we have opportunity. energy to help people or to help, you know, or to make really good decisions, that's when we have the energy to follow through. That's when we've got the energy to commit to stuff. So, you know, if we come back into like holistic body, mind, heart, spirit wellness, like full integrated wellness, then I believe we cannot not have a thriving planet, because we're all.
So get real about your healing. If you missed it the first time, now's the opportunity. We all have the ability to heal. If you know you're, and no one was born to suffer. So it's about managing in that. So commit to the healing. Yeah.
Yeah. The no one was born to suffer thing is really cool, because, you know, culturally, and, you know, we've got like lots of like religious, whether we're religious or not, you know, there's like this religious imprint on our beliefs and our thoughts and whatever. And so with that imprint, often, not always, but often will come the idea that good people do suffer. Mm. Good people have to work really hard for not very much. You know, good people, you know, there's a real martyr complex, and it's like, but if you actually look at the way our bodies are designed, our hormones will signal when we're on the right path. Our bodies will signal when we're on the right path, and you know you're on the right path because you feel good. Yeah. Not like a fleeting kind of like, I feel really kind of good in the moment, but that core deep, I'm on track, I feel really good. That's your signpost. Those are your guideposts. Like, listen to that and don't. And if you start finding that you're feeling guilty about feeling good, just come back to that reminder. It's like, no, I'm supposed to feel like this. This is how I know I'm on track.
Yeah, love yourself fiercely without reservation. That's what it's all about. And believe in yourself. Yeah. And go, always go with the gut intuition, what you believe is right for you. So what about your next project? Where are you in your wellness and mentoring coaching journey, and where to next for you?
Yeah, so, super exciting. As I said, I've been doing more therapy work, and then I've moved into kind of more mentoring stuff, but now I'm in the process of creating, we released in January, super curated 6-month one-to-one whole woman wellness and empowerment mentorship. So it's big, it's big, and it's intensive. And like, we just work together intensively for 6 months, so that you at the end of 6 months can like take everything you've learned and run with it. It's big for me as well. So I'm only going to be taking 2 women a month. That's it. And it's a really, like, it's a big, intensive one-to-one deep dive journey. Mm. But, for the people, you know, for the women who resonate with that, who get that thing, that's for me, I'm super excited to do that. So because there's only 2 spaces each month, I'll only take on 2 women a month. It's going to be like a connection call. So we'll just jump on a connection call first to see if we're actually a match, and that's how I'll take, you know, do the intake. I'm really excited about that. It's like, how can I help women collapse time and, you know, become their own leading authority and their, you know, sovereign? How can I help them become the queens in their own life and their own health and wellness?
Excellent. Oh, congratulations. We'll be looking forward to seeing that.
Thank you.
So lastly, do you have any special offers or anything else you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, so I do have like the Kick-Ass Queens Kickstarter.
I got to write that down. Kick-Ass Queens Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Because I have to put this in the show notes.
Yeah. So that's just a 3-session mini series. So we work with your epigenetic profile, and then we've got 3 sessions to like really nail that, work out like your top 3 stresses, where you're going to get the most bang for your buck, teach you how to, you know, go through your own profile so you can take it on for yourself. And so that's probably like, that's a really good, sorry, a little mini, it is a Kickstarter, yeah, but it's quite potent, and you get like a lot of resources with that, particularly with the app itself. So I'm going to be doing that for the Kick-Ass Radio women I'm offering 20% off with that. So if you just contact me via and just, you know, put in kickass, that would be awful. Awesome. And it's so normally that's $1,500. So I think it ends up working out to be $300 off. That's a $1,200. That includes your profile for 12 months, at least 6 hours of mentoring with me, because the sessions aren't an hour. The first one is like 2.5 hours, and then there's sort of 90 minutes to 2 hours for each subsequent session. So there's even though there's only 3 sessions, there's quite a lot of time with me. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for that. Well, thanks, Genevieve. It's been a great conversation, one that's sometimes not entered into quite so liberally. So we appreciate you having that conversation with us today. We'll put your links up in the show notes and the discount offer and on our website for anyone wanting to pursue those offers and to reach out to Genevieve. So, Genevieve, thank you very much for being on Kickass Radio. Take care and stay safe. And we look forward to catching up with you in the new year to find out how you have progressed and about all your wonderful successes that are going to come.
Amazing. It's been so fun. Thanks so much.
All right then. Thank you. Okay, that's it, guys. I do hope you've enjoyed our show and our guest. A very big special thank you to Genevieve Searle for sharing so much invaluable information with us. And I hope you've all found the information inspiring and that it gives you something to ponder and perhaps you need to action over the weekend. So maybe you've heard the saying, the devil is in the details. When it comes to lifestyle and health behaviour change, the devil is in the details of your day, like those small habits, routines and traditions, the way we cope with stress or even celebrate triumphs. It's really difficult tackling change on your own, and you shouldn't have to. So it's okay to need help and it's okay to reach out and ask for help. So health and wellness coaching is the way, and mentoring is the way forward for so many women desperately trying to implement lifestyle changes to improve their health and well-being. But what makes a mentor and a coach so special? What exactly does it make? It makes it simple, and it should be a simple process, but it's probably not what you expect, but you need to explore it. And I'm willing to bet that most people assume that a health and wellness coach and mentor is someone who instructs a patient or a client in how to achieve a certain goal, but it's not. It's about connecting with you and getting you to come out of your inner shell and produce your superpower and thrive, as Genevieve says. So as always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to this radio show. You can find more information on this episode and Genevieve Searle in the show notes or on my social media pages. Visit the website kickasswomen.com.au. So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to get the latest episodes. And that's it for today. Thanks for your company and thanks for listening to Kickass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. Keep in touch, POSCOMs. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kickass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kickass Women and Jo Sainsbury? Visit the Kickass Women website or follow Kickass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kickass Radio.